And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, do we have a great guest for you today. Trailer boat expert and all-around nice guy, big CCA guy on the board here. We have Jim Hendricks here in the studio, the one and only. So you stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years. Ford F-Series, featuring gas, hybrid, or all-electric. These are deals you've been waiting for. So don't wait. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, today's going to be a fun day. You want to talk about a guy that fishes just about everything that swims and talks a lot about it? It's Jim.
Yeah.
Today's going to be fun, no doubt.
Yeah, good morning, Jim.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Great to have you. Of course, I failed to mention one of the many things that you do is one of the writers, editors for Saltwater Sportsman.
That's right. And West Coast editor for Saltwater Sportsman. Yeah. Proud to be there.
Yeah. And
represents us in that magazine.
Yes. Thank you.
And you were talking about just fishing with the Shimano guys down at Alabama.
Yeah, that's right.
We were the slow pitch.
We were down at an Orange
Beach.
Did they
say slow pitch?
Yes, yeah, slow pitch. That's what it is. I found out all about it. I'd done it one other time here out on the West Coast fishing rock cod with my friend Caesar. We did it. But we got a chance to really put the new Shimano Osea jigger rods and reels to the test. We went out 2 days in a row. Caught some big amberjack on those, I'm telling you. I got the small one. I got a 40-pounder.
Ooh,
and
everybody else was getting 50 and 60-pounders.
Pesuerte.
Yeah.
What's it like landing in a 40-pound amberjack on what we would all call rock cod slash bass style gear?
Yeah, it's more like trout gear. I tell you what, the slow pitch system works.
Really
catches the fish. You hook a lot of fish doing it. Yeah, but once you hook a fish, it's all about the reel.
Okay.
And those the Osea jigger reels.
Is that the 25? The new 25?
Yeah. The brand
that
new
thing is amazing.
Was one of the first. I was proud to say I was one of the first anglers in the country. We had all the reels that were available on the boat, and we fished them all. We had all the actions of the Osea jigger motive rods. Those were great. I liked the medium heavy, by the way. I thought that was the best one for what we were doing. Yeah, but once you hook them, it's just basically kind of just point the rod at the fish, and it's all reel. Just wind. It's got a great big handle on it, so you can hang on, palm the reel, and then wind. I actually end up putting the rod butt in my gut. And then
pulling on it.
Pulling, yeah, I say.
Once again, Jim represents us on the West Coast.
That's right.
Yeah, that pointing the rod at the fish, man, I know that's the way you're supposed to do with those things, but it just doesn't.
Yeah, I tried a little bit of, like, short pumping, too, and that I don't know if that worked real well, but it felt more natural.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah, more for your style of fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun. So the other thing, the other thing we were talking about is halibut fishing, and you won the Marina Del Rey Halibut Derby.
Well, yeah. Well, the team did. I got to say, we had a team split decision. It was my boat. We had Chris Wheaton on board. We had Dennis Yamamoto on board. It was a 2-day tournament. It was the 74th annual Marina Del Rey Anglers Halibut Tournament. It's the big one. 88 anglers fishing 2 days straight, trying to catch the biggest fish. It's a big fish tournament, so you can only weigh in one each day. You grew up in the South Bay, so
right.
you fished.
I dove and fished all over there.
Yeah. And it's a great. So did I. Mean I for years I fished Santa Monica Bay. I just almost every weekend I was out there. I don't know why I don't do it anymore, but I mostly fish out of Long Beach now where I live. But I knew. You know, here's the thing. I think the big halibut. You can catch halibut just about anywhere. A lot of guys just like to go out and drift on the mud and the sand. But if you want to target big fish, and that's what this tournament's all about, you got to fish next to structure.
Yeah.
In fact, what I always say is, if you want to catch a big halibut, go bass fishing. So if you're catching bass, particularly sand bass, if you're catching a lot of sand bass, that's an indicator species. Stick with it, because there's going to sand bass and halibut feed in the same realm.
Oh.
So we were fishing in between fingers of rocks. Basically, and it's
just drifting.
Yeah, drifting. You have to, it's interesting. It's dangerous fishing because you're going to get hung up a lot. You're going to get hung up on the rocks. But it's those spots in between where you drop the live bait. We're fishing, like Carolina rigs with live sardines. Drop that bait into the mud and the sand in between the rocks. That's where the big halibut lie. So they don't hang out the big, if you're catching halibut, don't go for just numbers. Go for size. And that's what we did. We did it 2 days in a row, same spot. 2 days in a row, we got one that was 21 and a half the first day and a 30-pounder the second day. We upped our game.
Great fish.
And there was a great aspect of this tournament, because if you kept that halibut alive in your boat, brought it in, weighed it live, released it live, you got 25% bonus points.
Whoa, that's a cool idea.
Big
so,
time.
And halibut's one of those fish that are surprisingly easy to keep alive. Like, as long as you've got enough water for them, they like to get in there and just sit down. And I mean, just like they're on the bottom. They don't go crazy in the tank. They just sit there, and they're not a tough fish to do that
with. Yeah, we have a big fish locker. So we put them in the fish locker, flooded the fish locker, kept the washdown hose going in there. Almost sank the boat, I think. But it was worth it.
Yeah, because we won the tournament.
Yeah.
And so what was the message? What was your rig?
Once again, I was fishing 25-pound AFCO PsychoPro fluorocarbon leader.
Yeah.
I can't say enough about that stuff. That's
tough.
That is tough floral. It's really good stuff. And both of the fish that we hooked, hogged down the bait, so they had that floral right on the teeth. Both of the fish.
Sardines.
Yeah, fresh. Just like you're fishing. The hottest sardine you can find. I think I had a 3-ounce egg sinker above swivel with about 3 feet of fluorocarbon below that, and that was the rig.
Are you a single hook guy or a trap hook rig guy?
I'm a single hook guy. I'm a single hook. 3-aught. I had a 3-aught Gorilla Light on there. Worked out well for what we were fishing.
With a swivel and then the weight above the swivel.
Carolina style rig.
Yeah.
And you just basically kind of, pay attention when it's on the rocks, feel it tick, tick, tick on the rocks, and then when it stops ticking, let it settle on the bottom. And if it goes tick again, you probably have a bite.
So, to your swivel, are you fishing mono or spectra?
I'm actually fishing. I have a top shot, a little bit of a top shot. So I have the fluoro to the spectra.
Okay.
And then cut it, put the swivel on, and then put my weight swivel, and then the 3 foot leader, and then,
gotcha.
Then the hook.
Yeah.
So for some reason, that's just the way I do it. Sometimes, you know, the Spectre going through the egg sinker, you know, kind of, it doesn't want to go through real
yeah.
well, so I don't do that. So that's the way I rig it up.
Better connect.
I lost a few rigs, you know.
Yeah.
But you got to be aggressive. Once again, you got to get next to that structure. I don't care if it's a rack or it's rocks or what it is. You got to put it right next to that structure.
That's where the big ones live.
That's where they're just laying in ambush. They know that stuff's going to come off that structure, so they're laying there waiting. I think the biggest hell that I ever caught was right next to a deep wreck, 175-foot wreck. We were fishing for lingcod, and we drifted off the wreck, and I went to the bottom, and that's where a great big halibut was lying.
Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So star tournament, speaking of fishing, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, tell us about the star tournament.
Okay. Tomorrow is the last day of the star tournament. It started on Memorial Day weekend, and it ends on Labor Day this year. This is the inaugural star tournament, CCA California Star Tournament.
Tournament, of course, is a CCA event that happens in other states all over the place.
That's right. That's right. Ours is a little bit different because it's not about catching the biggest fish. It's about catching a qualifying fish.
Uh-huh.
So we have five categories. There's bass, saltwater bass, white sea bass, yellowtail, tuna, and white sea. Did I say them all? Let me see. I got a halibut.
Halibut.
How could I forget that?
We're
talking about halibut. And so we have those five species, those five groups. You got to catch in the bass category. You have to catch 18-inch minimum. You have to catch for halibut, so 28-inch minimum. For white sea bass, yellowtail and tuna, it's a 36-inch minimum.
Big fish.
Big fish. You get a ruler when you enter the tournament.
Yeah.
And you...
And it's only $40 to enter.
It's only $40 if you're a CCA California member.
And big fish, but all obtainable big fish. I thought you guys did such a good job. Like, that was a great representation of a quality fish, but not one of those... ridiculous. Well, nobody's going to catch that thing.
Right.
I thought it was perfect.
Well, I had my doubts when it came to the bass, because the 18-inch bass is a...
It's a nice one.
That's a hefty bass.
It's a respectable bass. But believe it or not, the biggest category was the bass, maybe because they're more accessible. But we had... first of all, we had 760 anglers entered into the tournament as of today.
Nice.
We had 1,187 entries so far, not counting tomorrow because there's one more day to fish.
Sure. Right.
And in the saltwater bass category, what we were talking about, there were 785 qualifying bass submitted in the tournament. 785.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of big bass.
It is. And I have to say, most of them were released.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I entered three bass, all released.
Yeah.
One calico and two sand bass. But it's surprising because those were, you know, there were a lot of big bass.
I wonder if there were any 18-inch spotties.
That would be a holy grail, right?
At the break, I'll look it up. I got the app.
Oh, you have it?
I can look it up.
Okay.
I can look it up.
That would be a big spotty, right?
Yeah.
Big one.
Yeah.
That's a real big one.
Yeah.
We had 120 halibut registered. We have 100 tuna, 56 white sea bass, and 126 yellowtail.
Right on. Wow. That's great results.
36-inch yellowtail.
Yeah.
That's a big yellow.
It is.
Like 20 pounder?
Yeah. If I hooked one that big, I'm sure I would lose it.
But like I said,
or a sea lion would grab it.
Right.
All of those fish, very worthy of representation, but not unobtainable either.
Absolutely.
I thought it was great. You guys did a perfect job.
So, you know, the big question I think in everybody's mind is, when will we find out who wins the grand prize?
Both.
I have to say, we have a brand new 18 SE Parker with 150 horsepower Yamaha from West Coast Marine Services. They worked out a really great grand prize. We have a lot of other grand prizes, though. But we are going.
What are the ones you want? Besides the boat, which one do you want?
Well, let's look.
Yeah. Because you're in it, you could win it.
I could. That might be a little awkward, but
I disagree. I think you're totally eligible, man.
I'll tell you the one that I thought was really cool is that Sitka fish trip. I fished with those guys before, Jamie, I think it is, and a really cool freshwater. You know, we did a little side operation one of our times when we fished up with Kingfisher, just a freshwater thing for a day with those guys. super, super cool.
Yeah.
I know that's one of the big prizes.
Yeah, it is. We have we also have a trip on the Intrepid sport fishing. We've got Costa Del Mar's providing a grand prize. Newport Motors, electric motors, providing a grand prize. Casa de Cedros is providing a trip. Tail Hunter Sport Fishing is providing a trip. You mentioned Sitka Fish. And we have a Costa Rica trip in there.
Wow.
10
wow.
grand prizes. But of course, the boat's the big one.
The big one.
Yeah, the big one.
So, an 18 Parker with a 150 Yamaha.
Yeah. And a trailer.
And the trailer.
And it's, by the way, it's got flooring. We put flooring
in there. Sea deck
in
it? Yeah.
Yeah. It's not sea deck. It's, I'll have to come up with a name.
Something
else. Yeah, that's something else. So that's a $75,000
boat.
No, excuse me. $50,000 boat. $50,000 boat. Boat, motor, and trailer.
Yeah.
Overall, $74,000 in grand prizes.
Yeah. Wow. And it's all going to be given away tomorrow.
No, it will not. Tomorrow,
the end of the tournament.
Contest closes. Then we're going to give it a few days for all the prizes to get approved, or all the entries to get approved and ready to go. We'll probably have the drawing sometime around mid-September. And then we will we'll make a big deal out. It's going to be live stream the drawing.
Great.
So there won't be any question about who wins. We'll probably have it down at CCA headquarters. We'll live stream it.
And that's how it works. So it's going to be, you have one entry with a qualifying fish, and then basically it's going to be a random draw for who wins.
Random draw. And the first one to be drawn will be the boat.
The boat.
Cool. Yeah.
Holy.
And everybody's in it.
Yeah.
And you can potentially have two entries per category per day.
Yeah, per species.
Yeah.
So you could get two bass, two yellowtail, two halibut. You know, I'm not that good at it, but you could if you wanted.
There you go.
That's a lot of fishing.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
So as your experience goes, you fish a lot of boats. What's your favorite kind of fishing?
My favorite kind of fishing?
Yeah.
I like Dorado fishing.
Dorado?
Really?
Yeah.
You had some fun last year.
I did. Well, and the year before that, when we had those great big massive schools roaming around here, that was so much fun. I don't know. I think because it's a fleeting, for Southern California, sometimes it only lasts a week, couple of weeks, sometimes months. But there's just something about the Dorado that I love to go out and catch Dorado. We sometimes go, are we going to go fish bluefin or are we going to fish Dorado? You know, when they're both biting us, I'd rather just go fish Dorado.
It's pretty fun stuff.
It's fun stuff. Yeah.
And you're based in Long Beach there. You probably run Catalina a lot.
Yeah, Catalina. Do a lot of white sea bass fishing. In fact, up on the CCA calendar, I see on the wall there, we got a picture from my boat of Ron Bellani we caught on my boat. We caught that big white sea bass.
That big white sea bass?
Yeah,
that big white sea bass. Oh, that was from August. It's September 1st.
I know.
You need to change, right?
You need to turn that calendar over.
Flip. How about that? September 1st.
I know. Where did August go?
Yeah. But September, we love September.
Yeah.
September is a great month here.
One of the very best we have.
Yeah. But the big question is, do you think we're going to see a yellowfin here?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I think we will. I mean, water is so hot out there. It's like the last time I was out, it was 73, 74 degrees.
Yeah.
How about that
marlin fishing?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable marlin fishing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
The marlin guys are saying best in 20 years. Is that right?
It could be. Yeah. They're just a lot of marlin out there right now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we sadly do have to address the loss of the jig strike. I'm sure most anglers know that one of the San Diego-based sport fishing boats at H&M Landing, the jig strike, was sank yesterday out the Cortez Bank. And fortunately, there's plenty of boats out there to rescue everybody safely. The loss of the boat is very sad. However, the good news is that everybody was rescued safely. The crew, according to the captain, performed flawlessly in emergency procedures. They have got everybody in the life raft, life jackets on and everything, and everybody is safe. So,
and thanks to the legend for being first on the scene and taking aboard all the, I forget how many, 67, something like that. 27.
Yeah, probably.
27 people.
Smaller boat.
27
people.
I think I thought it was even lesser, but regardless, makes no difference. They all got off.
They all got off. Yeah. Everybody's safe, and there's I'm sure there'll be investigations and such by the Coast Guard. But
of course.
But you said it best. I think the thing to think about is, like, I mean, it's a tragic thing. However happened, whatever happened, makes no difference.
Yeah.
Those guys, just you snap your finger, and they go from let's get you a bluefin mode to let's get life jackets on. Everybody musters to this direction, and you know there has been a tremendous amount of change in procedure with fire drills and things like that. There's been a lot more focus on safety of the fleet on the Coast Guard side of things. You know, I just see it from out the door of the tackle store, like how much more drills were addressed, Coast Guard procedure was addressed, and here you go, proof's in the pudding. A tragedy happens, and those guys snapped their fingers, went right into the mode of life safety, and everybody got off safe, and everybody's back at home today in a crummy situation.
Yeah. So
hats off to the fleet for doing it right.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup today with Mr. Jim Hendricks.
No doubt, man. Today's going to be a blast and a lot of fun. Stoked to be back in here in the studio with everybody and talking fishing. And what a great guest to have doing it. I mean, like you say, just covering all angles with Jim in here this morning. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call on the phones at 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones. Or send us a text. We've already had several great texts roll through this morning. Texting the show is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. We say it all the time. It's a free download. It's easy to get, whether you're an Android guy, an iPhone guy. Wherever you find your apps, just search Let's Talk Hookup. You'll see the Let's Talk Hookup icon, free download, and in this day and age with streams and stations and everything else, I just so highly encourage you to make sure you have that Let's Talk Hookup app. Let's Talk Hookup will always be broadcast on the app, as will information about the show, upcoming guests, and it's the only place that you can text in your questions to Jim today. And when you do that, make sure you include your contact info along with your text. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, because if you win the big prize, we want to make sure to get it to you. And what a prize we have today. One lucky caller or texter, and as always, we're going to decide that with the prize coin to the end of the show, is going to win a $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. You're going to get to get on the website, pick out any pair you like. $300 is coming your way from Costa. What a rad prize that is. Again, if you want to get your shot at those great glasses, or better yet, your chance to talk to Jim, 213-432-1090, or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, guys. This is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
It's the Ford Labor Day Sellathon. 6 days of the biggest savings on an incredible selection. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now through September 3rd and get great offers across the lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. Like the built Ford Tough F-150 truck, the adventure-ready Ford Bronco Sport, or check out the always electrifying Ford Mustang Mach-E. It's the Ford Labor Day Sellathon, and it's your chance to save. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, now is the best time to get behind the wheel of a brand new Ford truck or SUV and drive it home today. But hurry, these offers absolutely end September 3rd. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Jim. Again, if you want to join us, get in the fun. 213-432-1090 is our phone number, or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Lots of great texts already rolling through this morning.
Yeah, and if you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube Live, you saw a brief shot of our outdoor camera there with the Red Rooster in the background and the American Angler in the background unloading. Not a super busy day here at the San Diego Landings, but a lot going on.
Man, you want to talk about super busy days. I had a great time watching the show yesterday when you and Corey were here with Ron.
Ron had lots of props.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
that was fun. Let me tell you why yesterday was such a slow day on Saturday. Because Friday, my years at the tackle store have been, adding up over the years. For sure, it has not been since Albacore days that I have seen that many bodies at the landing.
Really?
And it's for sure top five most number of people I have ever seen at the big three landings ever, and now, getting close to 30 years of being down there.
Wow.
It was just a matter of timing that, at least at Fisherman's Landing, all but the Royal Star of our long-range boats came in and went out again on the same day. So every single long-range boat, and then every single charter boat came and went again that day. I mean, you think about the number of people that were on there, turning around, going back, parking lot people. It was wild. And then you look down the way at Point Loma and H&M, exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
It was just...
Must have been tough to find a parking spot.
I'll bet parking spot. We talk about the electric feel that it happens at the big sport fishing lands. It was there, man. Fish are biting really good.
Yeah.
Big ones to be had. It was
a lot going on.
It was a wild day.
A lot going on.
But makes for a little bit of a slow Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, I know. I can imagine tomorrow's going to be a busy day.
Crazy.
Tomorrow
most
morning.
Most of those guys were running, that kind of traditional
2.5-3 day.
3 day, Labor Day, trip. So, yeah,
right.
It was fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Wild.
So, we want to, of course, like we talked about yesterday, want to welcome aboard the Sports Grid Radio Network. We're on
cool.
the Sports Grid app, which also puts us on Sports Grid Radio there, and great people over there. The whole crew at Sports Grid has been really fantastic in recovering from this issue with the downfall of the Mighty or 1090 at the beginning. But we're all good now. We're on the Mighty. We're on 1090 AM. Thanks to the great people down in Mexico for keeping us us on that stick, that powerful 50,000-watt stick. Of course, we have our Let's Talk Hookup app streaming on that. Now we have YouTube and Facebook Live, and now we have Sports Grid Radio Network that puts us on iHeartMedia as well as Tuned In Radio and the Sports Grid app. And then soon to come after football season, we'll be on the Sirius Radio channel that Sports Grid has.
It's wild how crummy scenarios always seem to work out.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, this is one of those things. I can only imagine being in your shoes. Yeah. What a, like a
that was multiple platforms.
And now look now, you know, like all the it's for sure better than it ever was because of that.
Yeah,
and that's awesome.
And we're going to move forward and progress, and
yeah,
it's
right.
that much better for all of our listeners, all of our sponsors, and everything else. So we're pretty stoked about it.
Wow, so many channels.
Yeah, I mean, so many options now.
Yeah,
And I got to be honest with you. You know, I said it before. I probably should have done the YouTube and Facebook Live thing a long time ago. I'm blown away at how popular that is, and that people actually want to look at us. I don't know. You know? But
you're right, man.
But, yeah.
The number of people who have said positive things coming through the store, and hey, I love watching that. It's pretty fun.
It's cool. Yeah. And then when I flip on this outdoor camera when it's working, like I say, I think I've got cabling issues or something like that. But you can see in the background there, you see the Red Rooster, and you see the American Angler, and then lots of. It depends on the day, but there's lots of buzz that happens.
Yeah, I just saw the new Loanne go by.
Yeah.
Saw the Tradition go by. Like, there's going to be. We're going to get that dialed in.
Right.
It's going to be a fun aspect.
Yeah, the advantage of being here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, this is what we see out our window here. So it's kind of a cool scene, and it's really nice to be able to share it with our listeners,
too. No doubt, man.
Yeah, very good. Well, hey, you have a great text. Lots of texts coming
through
for Jim.
There are a ton of texts. And, again, Jim's, you know, familiarity is so wide, and one of the things that I know he likes to do is rock cod fishing, and that was one of the questions that came. Is, Jim, what is your favorite, now that it is law, what is your favorite style of descending device for rockfish? How long do you let them go before you shake them off? Do you prefer the sequelizer? What things does Jim like in terms of rock cod descending devices?
Well, you're not going to like my answer, but the best descending device I ever found is no longer being offered, but if you can find it on eBay or someplace like that, it's the Rockleys.
Rockleys. I still have one. I cherish that thing.
Yeah, I have one, too. It's like, I hope I never lose it.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with the Rockleys, it's kind of like, reminds me of kind of like ice tongs that you put in the, it's a very simple device, and you attach your weight to the bottom of it. You tie your line to the top. Braided line is what you need to have, and then you open the tongs, put the fish's lower lip in the tongs, close them, drop it down, and when you think it's down to, I just watch it on my meter. I just, you know, I can see it going down on the meter.
Sure.
When it gets down to depends on the depth I'm fishing, but when it gets down, if I'm fishing say 150 feet, I get it down to at least about 100 feet before, and then just give it a nice upward pull on the rod. I actually use my Sabiki rod most of the time for it. I have it rigged on my Sabiki rod when I'm not fishing for bait. Give it a nice tug, and it opens up. The fish swims away. And you can actually watch on the meter. You can watch the fish swim away.
Go away.
And then reel up the Rockleys and put it, you know, stow it until you need to release another fish.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah. And it works. It works really well. Of course, the key is get those fish down quickly.
Yes.
Don't, you know, set them in the live well or the bait tank and let them marinate. In
there.
Get them down.
Because they're just going to float. Right.
They're just going to float.
Yeah.
So the quicker you can get them, back down to the depth that you pulled them out of, the better.
If you can't find a Rockley, some of the alternative methods.
Sequelizer
works.
Yes, I love the sequelizer works really well.
And then you can kind of rig your own barbless hook setup if you want.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? We had a CCA Cal podcast with Eric Cord, who's the Assistant Chief of Enforcement for California Department of Fish and Wildlife. And we were talking to him about that. He told me the department frowns upon that.
Really?
Yeah. He says, we don't like it. It looks like, you know, it's another hook. I don't know why, but they
like the sequelizer.
They like the sequelizer.
Yeah.
So does NOAA Fisheries. They like the sequelizer. That's their favorite. is the sequel.
And those are readily available.
Yes. Yeah.
And you can set them to different depths, right?
Right, different depth ranges, yeah, depending on where you have to put, like you know, you can set it, I think it's like 100, 150, 200, something like that, the range on there.
They have a couple of models, mm-hmm. Depending on the depth that you fish, you know, and I think the more shallow is like 50-foot increments, 50, 100, 150, and then they have like a 150, a 250, a 300, something like that, you know, so there's... But it's again, it's tremendously easy, you know, same style. The rock lease was nice because it was so fast. You just grab it. But, I mean, the Sequalizer, about the same thing. Very similar to a Boga grip if you ever use one of those. Got the jaws that kind of lock into place. And then, like you said, Pete, once you set your depth, you just drop the thing down. Once the pressure hits, it knows, and it opens up on its own, and away you go.
Yeah.
The other release device I have is my boat anchor, and that's when you catch a really big fish,
like a black sea bass,
if you catch a giant sea bass, you're not going to have a weight big enough to send him. I don't care what you know what kind of release you're using. So what we do is we'll walk it to the bow, we'll tie a little bit of light mono around through the jaw, and tie it to the anchor chain, not to the anchor itself, and then lower it carefully down to the bottom, and then once it gets down, you know, close to the bottom, once it gets down there, give it a nice tug that breaks the mono, and the giant black sea bass can swim away.
Like 10 pound or something like that.
10 pound? No, well, we released.
No, I mean the mono.
Oh, mono. Yeah, 10 pound at the most. I would say something a little light. He's not going to struggle too much. If he does struggle and breaks off, that's what you want. You want him to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, we released fish up to about 150 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
but you have to use that, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you got to use your anchor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's jump into the phones. You
want
to get through, have a chance to win a $300 gift certificate for a pair of Costa sunglasses and accessories. There's your chance. 213-432-1090, open right now. JP is manning the board today, our main man.
Hey,
and JP will be answering your phones from the Sports Grid headquarters there, and we'll look forward to talking to you.
Just like we had Tom from University City this morning. Tom, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. I was sorry to hear about the jig strike, but glad everybody's safe. Hey, my question is about fishing the Coronado Islands. I have a small skiff. I usually fish La Jolla. And I haven't fished the Coronados, and I just was wondering if you could give a few tips on how to approach it. I know it's been super crowded, and like what's the best way to sort of dip my toes into Coronado Islands fishing solo on a small boat?
In terms of approaching and catching the fish, or legalities of what you need to be down there? Well, in terms of catching the fish, no worries. The bite at the Coronado Islands has been one of the best we've seen in a whole lot of years. And the most fun about that would be the varieties, the way that you could catch them. And, Pete, I know you've had the new Steiger down there a bunch of
every
times.
Every week. The last several weeks, because it's so much fun. And it's been probably one of the best bites I've seen at the Coronado Island in decades.
And so this is almost not a fair, synopsis of it, but you kind of picked the way that you wanted to catch them a little bit this year.
Yeah.
The most common ways for a lot of private boaters to just locate fish would just be to slow troll a sardine. And,
yep.
I would bet that that's probably the way that a high percentage of that fish has gotten caught down there.
Been very effective.
Yeah. And
I don't know what it is. Why? I mean, even on days when the wind's blowing and you feel like you're going pretty good pace. And
right.
We caught them that way, too. But there's something about that slow troll that just makes them react.
They swim it, man. You know what it is? Like a good swimming bait always gets bit better than a non-swimming one, and you're forcing that bait to do exactly that.
Right.
And it's moving, and then when a fish is on him, and we all feel that bait get nervous, and now he's trying to break out of that, but he can't. You know, he can go side to side, but he can't slow down, and it just gets bit.
Yeah, but note on slow trolling, like they say on fishdope.com, be courteous with other boats, because you know, you don't own the ocean, right? It's a group effort there. And so if one guy's trolling one way and you're trolling the other, just be courteous of each other.
Sure.
And don't mess up his fishing for your fishing. And because it can be difficult.
You get contentious.
Yeah, contentious.
And just like anything, a rod in your hand, feeling what your bait is doing, I think is 10 times more effective than just in a rod holder with the clicker on. That doesn't mean you can't and won't still get bites that way, but if you're putting the effort into it just like anything else, you will get the reward back out of it.
One thing for sure that helps is throwing a little chum while you're slow. If you see a signal, like a bird dipping, or a bird around where you're basically right. Throw some bait, and it helps get bit.
Sure.
It that's worked for us a lot. Right. The other thing too that's been very, very effective is when you see the birds reacting properly, throw the surface iron.
That's been good.
Yeah, it's been really
good. Amazingly good surface iron fishing.
Yeah, and the grade of fish there has just been wonderful. You know, like 12 to 30 pounds.
That's what's so great to see, too, is it's so varied. They always say that, you know, multiple year classes of fish is a sign of a healthy fishery, and boy, has it not been that way.
But yeah.
You sometimes didn't know if you were going to have an 8-pounder or a 28-pounder.
Wow.
and everything in between. And sometimes those would be a double, and you'd get one that you'd, you know, fishing was so good that you'd get one of those, you know, sub 10-pounders, and you just shake it off because you knew that you were going to end up catching a bigger one. And what an amazing bite and a lot of fun that was this year.
For sure. Just make sure you have the proper documentation when you go fishing Mexican waters, and you'll be good.
That's it.
Yeah.
Biosphere bracelets, just for everybody to know, they got very scarce getting before Labor Day. I think just about all of the outlets were out in the few days leading up to it, but that changed. Guys at SAC killed it, came through for us again.
You've got
and I think everybody is now very well resupplied. I know we are. I know Dana Lanning is. I'm sure Seaforth and the likes are as well.
Passport, so Mexican fishing license,
FMM.
Yep. That's the duels.
You got it, man.
And import.
The temporary invitation permit for your boat.
And also bringing back fish as well from the DFW. You have to fill out paperwork.
Declaration of entry.
Yes.
Good point.
A lot of paper.
Yeah. And you print those on the DFW website.
Right,
Declaration of entry. So you need to have one for each person on the boat that's keeping fish. Yeah. And the other thing is you can't fillet your fish until you get back in the U.S. Yeah. So you guys just got to follow regulations.
I got to work on not breaking so many rules. I had about half of those.
Yeah,
I had easy half of those.
Hey, I have a great text here from Rory. I'll bring it up here.
No, I thought so too.
And he's in Lakeside. And he says, "Good morning, guys. I have a question about halibut setups and bait selection. What does your setup look like, and how are you rigging up them up? Also, what's your favorite bait, and do you pick one to pick for a halibut?" I mean, we talked a little bit.
Yeah,
about
we talked
that
a little
earlier,
bit about, but I can,
everybody wants to know halibut fishing.
Yeah. I can expand on that. So there's, you know, they're you know, if you're drifting, it's you have to have a sliding sinker, and there's a couple of different kind of sliding sinkers you can use. A slider rig, which is a little plastic tube with a snap on it, and you can change your torpedo sinker on that depending on the drift, the speed of the drift, the speed of the boat.
That's a cool rig that is often not utilized down south, and it's like the only way guys will fish. Well, not the only, but so popular Central California, Northern California. You don't see it down here, and it's such a slick method.
It is. It is.
You can attach any size sinker to it. Your line slide. Bait goes free.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's one way. If I can get away with it, I will use that, but I tend not to use that as much as a Carolina style rig. So the Carolina style rig is as we talked about earlier, is a egg sinker above a swivel, and then you tie your leader to the swivel and then to the hook. And there's arguments about how much leader you should have. A lot of people think or want a fairly short leader, like I'm going to say 2 feet. I tend to go a little bit more leader, because as I snag on things, I can cut off. As I hook a fish, I can just cut off and retie. But the theory of having a shorter leader is the halibut is somehow attracted to that thumping of that sinker along the sand. And so the closer you can put that bait to the sinker, we were using
almost like an attractor,
almost like a bottom bounce rig.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you've seen those. A lot of guys up north use the bounce rig so that they're, you know, they're actually slow trolling and they're bouncing a cannonball sinker on the bottom as they slow troll. But that's the theory that a lot of people have going for a short leader. You know, just like any other kind of fishing, you want a hot bait, that's going to attract the halibut. You want, you know, a sardine or small mackerel. Some people do the trap rig. I don't do the trap rig. I hook the bait through the roof of the mouth and out the top of the nose, and that's the way I like to hook it. And I use a fairly large hook. I use a 3-aught Gorilla Light. I think that works well. You know, if you get a big halibut to bite, they're not going to nibble. The other people, a lot of say, oh, you got to let them eat it. You know, you got to let them chew on it. A big halibut doesn't chew on it. A big halibut raises up and inhales it.
Yeah.
You know,
sucks it right in.
Yeah, he hogs it down.
The fish you're fishing for has no problem eating a sardine. It has no problem eating a mackerel.
Yeah, they'll eat a mackerel. They'll eat a sardine. So that's, you know, that's basically, and the key, like Rick said earlier, don't put it in the rod holder. You know, hold on to that rod, especially if you're fishing around structure. You're going to feel that, you're going to feel that weight bounce on the structure, whatever it is. You've got to kind of lift the rod, let it, you know, make sure it doesn't snag on the rocks or the kelp or the coral down there. And then once it gets down on the sand, then lay it down on the sand and keep close tabs on it. Fish it in free spool. Don't put it in gear. Fish it in free spool. And there is an unmistakable feel when a big halibut bites. He thumps it.
Yeah.
As soon as I do that, I go, uh-oh.
Put in gear, set the hook.
Yeah, yeah. Wind down, set the hook. When you're fighting the fish, you know, don't crowd these fish. They're big. They're powerful. Fish are relatively light drag. And just wind on them. Do not pump on them, because the one thing you don't want that fish to do is start shaking its head. He's got a lot of teeth, and they will saw you off. So just real slowly up to the boat. Sometimes you might get a big, powerful surge right after you hook them, and then they'll settle down, and you can reel that fish right up to the boat. They won't even know what's going on, and have somebody standing by with a net or gaff. If we're not trying to fish them live, weigh them in live, we're going to gaff them, and gaff them as soon as possible.
That was it.
Yeah.
You can visualize that happening.
Because how many times have you seen a halibut spit it right in your face when it gets to the boat, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Too many times.
Well, and a lot of times what they'll also do is they'll come to the boat. My son, one time, the biggest halibut he ever caught was around 35 pounds.
Whew.
He came up straight, you know, come straight up.
Yeah,
didn't plane out. I wanted to get a headshot because I didn't want to ruin any of the meat. And I boogered up the gaff. I missed. It bounced right off of his skull, and the fish turned and ran straight for the bottom.
Ugh.
And we were in 90 feet of water. So luckily he didn't come unbuttoned, and my son had a loose drag. That's really important. Don't have a tight drag, because they may stage a last-minute run. So the fish
and they have teeth.
And they have teeth. So he ran right to the bottom. He gave me a dirty look. I said, I'll get him next time.
And you got him.
We got him, yeah.
35 pounds. That's a trophy.
Yeah, that was a big one. We won. That was out of Marina Del Rey, and we actually entered a daily jackpot there at the bait dock when they had those. And
sweet.
Yeah, won that.
You are the halibut king, man.
The first shot they give you is usually a pretty easy one.
Yeah.
And it's all, if you weren't lucky enough to get to take advantage of the first shot, boy, it's all up in the air.
It must have been nerve-wracking on that.
If you're sweating bullets the first time, you're
really
soaking wet on the second.
It's almost more in the hands of the guy on the gaff than anything else. And the guy, exactly like Jim said, just turn the handle super slow.
Yeah.
Those things come gliding right up. The duty is in the gaff, man.
For sure. Well, hey, let's go live on the water. Mike from the Tributes on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Man, who doesn't like a big halibut at the surface, especially for a younger deckhand? I don't know. I don't know if it gets a whole lot more nerve-wracking either. You get that baby coming up, especially if they're coming up straight up and down, and you're the gaff guy. You're like, oh boy!
And you cut your teeth in the land of some big halibut when in the old days.
Yeah, I've seen some 60 pounders. Although some of the best halibut fishing I've ever seen. I down here at Cedro San Martin. I had a trip years ago when I was running the Cat Special. We had 29 of them at San Martin on a multi-day trip, and the charter master thought it was boring. We did that in like 3 hours, and he goes, man, you know, these things don't really fight. And my last one was only 25 pounds, and I was like, if we leave this, you will regret it for the rest of your life.
You'll never see it.
We started driving offshore looking for yellowtail, and he came up, and he goes, that was a bad idea, wasn't it? And I said, that's the best halibut fishing I've ever seen. I mean, there's been some doozies up in the Channel Islands, but when you have 29 halibut from 20 to 55 pounds, you don't go away from that.
No.
That was the whole back deck of the boat.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun fishing. Four or five of those things at color at the same time. I'd rather do that than what we've been doing the last couple of days. And we had really, really good fishing last night. We had 32 bluefin yesterday, and we made a move to the nighttime zone, and we downright killed it. We had 50 of those 40 to 80 pound bluefin in the dark.
Oh, how cool is that?
Wow.
So, it doesn't get a whole lot. We're sitting on the anchor out here at one of the banks right now, and I've got like 7 people fishing there. They're done. So, you know, it's for the guys who fish hard, getting bit was not a problem, and it's the same thing, you know. A little bit of breeze drifting kind of fast. A lot of these guys, you got to really explain to them. Once you start getting angled out away from the boat, it's pointless. You got to wind up and start over. And if it's not beating you up, if it's not hard work trying to get bit, then you're not doing it right.
What's been the hot jig to get a bite, Mike? Is it the big 300 to 400 grammers? Has it been the smaller Eddy Bomb sinkers, the tungsten jig?
Yeah, the 400 gram, the Katie Perry last night accounted for like the first 4 fish.
That's awesome.
But I mean, a lot of that also could have been the guys using it. Like I said, some of these guys started handing off fish after a little bit. It's just, if you can cast down swell a little bit when you have these kind of conditions, great. If not, you know, you start getting a little bit of angle out away from the boat. And it's, you know, it's so physically demanding. You start watching the guys trying to wind on their jig and, you know, they're turning it like they're trying to get bit on a swim bait.
Yeah,
it's just not going to cut it. But, yeah, I mean, good fishing yesterday, great fishing last night. It's choppy. It says definitely a little choppy out here. But we're going to see if we can capture some more here for the morning and go from there. But, I was talking to one of the other boats that didn't make the run. It's about 30 miles from where we were fishing. And he asked this morning, he goes, well, what did you guys catch last night? And I told him, and he goes, oh, 15. 15 is a good night. And I said, no, 50, 5-0. And he goes,
5-0, yeah. really good night.
Big difference.
Radio silence after that. I think some of the other guys had fish, some really good sports, 30, 40, 50 fish as well for the guys that tried it.
Well, that's a great trip, Mike. Thanks for checking the tribute. Now, with this good fishing, which should last, and with better weather, certainly we always usually have in September, October, any spots available on the tribute?
We only have 2 day and a half that have room on them. We have one on the night of the 10th, Tuesday night, departing, and then one Sunday night, the 22nd. That one's only got 8 spots left. Then after that, we have some one-day trips. We talked about that yesterday. I'm sure we're going to some kind of change here, hopefully in a week or two, where that overnight fishing starts picking up. It's just a matter of time. You know, we've talked about it all the times I've been in on the show and everything else, that we can go from being a desert to every kelp has fish on it within a day or two.
Yeah.
So we're still shooting for that, but this bluefin fishing right now for a day and a half, like, some guys had really good fishing on the anchor at the bank yesterday. And then the fishing we had last night, basically anybody who was willing to stay at the rail would have had a limit of good ones.
Wow, how cool.
Good fishing. Well, how do we get a hold of you if we want to jump on a trip?
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. And my crew that stayed up last night that have pictures of it are pretty beat up right now. So we'll get some pictures posted here throughout the day, but we did get a couple of them up, and I really it's starting to look like fall fish. You know, these bluefin are abnormally thick. Now, some of the guys were commenting on it yesterday that they're starting to plump up nicely, and usually you start seeing it this time of year where the fish have been settled in, whatever they're eating, whether it's squid or whatever. But we do have a picture of one of our fishy spreads up yesterday, and it almost doesn't look like bluefin. It's fatty, delicious. It's perfect.
Sounds pretty good. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for the report, and we'll talk to you real soon. Appreciate that check from out on somewhere out.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Bluefin Zone.
Bluefin Zone.
You too, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your texts. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, Jim, you just recently tried the new jigging.
The Osea gear, rods and reels.
Right, yeah.
Motive rods.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. I am so impressed with that Osea 25 jigger.
Yes.
That thing is a
beast power of a little reel. Right? I mean, it's a little tiny reel that has so much power.
Oh, and it's so smooth. It really is. It's, they've got that twin disc drag in there. It's just absolutely. And the way you can palm it is really cool.
Yeah. It's and you combine it with the right rod. That's the Osea, the rod.
The Osea Jigger Motive Rods.
The Motive Rods.
Mm-hmm.
It's all new kind of stuff, but it's available now, and it's something you should look at. And then what kind of Power Pro do you put on that Osea Jigger 25?
We were putting on Max Quattro Depth Hunter.
Depth Hunter?
Yeah, Depth Hunter. We were running, I think we were running 65-pound test.
Nice.
Depth Hunter.
Yeah.
And it's the Max Quattro is really thin, you know, so you pack a lot of line.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which is, we were fishing depths from down to 400 feet with
and,
that.
And you're catching amberjack, Pez Fuerte.
Oh,
that, I mean, they and you can really put the hurt on them, huh?
Oh, yeah, we did. Well, the amberjack, they love the, you know, they love the Shimano jigs that, you know, that they offer. I was using the Shimmerfall.
Yeah.
The Shimmerfall.
Skinny.
That was my favorite.
That's,
I could get down there
one.
Quick. And the amberjack just eat them up.
That's a sleeper of a jig, and they sink really good for not being crazy heavy. Yes. So they're still easy on the angler to wind in, but, man, those things sink fast.
Yes.
Pencil thin.
Yes.
Yeah. They work well. So check it out, the Osea Jigger Rod and Reel at your local Shimano dealer.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchofsportfishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Good phone calls, good text messages. If you want to play your part, get in on the fun. Give us a call at 213-432-1090.
Yeah, and it's time for the catch report now.
You got it, man. Today our fishdope.com report, sponsored in part by our great friends with Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. This is the place to fill up your car, your truck, your trailer boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know that Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice, or $3.99 for 25 pounds. As many of those as you want. That's half the price of the others. Plus, you get the 100-pound deal. That's 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. They have Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Dozens of great snacks for 89 cents and so much more. That's Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start it off at the beach. We've got the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, standing by this morning. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Doing great, buddy. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. You know, a little disappointing this week, Rakat. You know, off-color water on the beach and eelgrass, a little red tide here and there, kelp in the water. You know, not what you'd normally expect for this time of year.
Not so late summer.
Yeah, you know, the tides are kind of weak, so it really didn't serve to move the stuff off the beach. We got real good tides coming this week, and we just need a little change in the weather pattern, I think. But the guys who are catching are the guys who are finding the cleaner water, and there are plenty of stretches of cleaner water, and it's, you just got to kind of be on it day to day, and those are the guys doing it. You know, Santa Barbara, we'll start up in Santa Barbara. Hook, line, sinker reported uneven conditions, lots of junk in the water, weak tides, like I said. But the best bet's been out west. Refugio, El Capitan, Loon Point, some pretty good perch fishing, perch to 12 inches, so we're seeing some of those better quality fish in there. Lugworms and mussels have been the top baits. Lots of quality legal halibut out there if you really want to make a trek. Those guys are catching some 28 to 33-inch fish. They're fishing the weedless rigged flukes. And like I said, you can either fish them drop shot or you could, you know, some guys are fishing them Carolina rigged, so there's different ways to approach that. Just Fishing reported some better conditions along Torrance Beach, and this is where the better fishing took place. Several Corbina in the 3-pound class reported. One angler took 3 fish on Go Shrimp, and that's pretty smart. The sand crabs, like everything else this summer, have been really inconsistent. Hard to find the really big ones, hard to find lots of them, and lots of little ones involved. So you got to consider a backup bait, and something like Go Shrimp for Corbina, they have a hard time saying no. Big Fish reported slow fishing off color water in and around L.A. Harbor there. Ketchum Tackle reported some better water conditions at the street jetties, and here the guys are doing real good on the yellowfin croaker, fishing the long rod, anything like mussel, cut anchovy, that kind of thing, casting outside the breakers, 2 to 4 pound fish. Hogan's reported a clean stretch below the San Clemente Pier, and here guys were getting 2 and 3 Corbina in a session. Like I said, the sand crabs are scarce. Some guys are scrounging a few under the pier pilings there. Bloodworms have been a really good backup if you can find the bloodworms. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported good Corbina fishing, mostly on the North County beaches, better conditions there. The fish a little bit picky, but like I said, they're seeing a ton of fish in there, so it's just a matter of conditions and things straightening out there. A few bonitas splashing around the pier, so that's also a good sign going into fall. So just one of those funky weeks, you know.
Gundy, if that's your funky slow report, I'll hand on. We'll take that all the time. I was expecting nothing like that when you started off with the streaky conditions. There was still some pretty darn good fishing this week.
You know, it's the guys who are just dedicated, you know what I mean? And you go 2-3 times a week, and you can kind of dial in those better areas, and those are the guys who are making hay right now.
Roger that, buddy. Well, a great report as always, Gundy. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Have a nice week, guys.
Appreciate that very much. And when we come back, we're going to continue with our catch report. We got the man, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, standing by. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sandstrait Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.